Its sheer scope and breadth of analysis supersede all other books in political science on the topic. Lin Yunhui, Wu Tuo Bang Yung Dong, Zong Dai Tsin, Dao Datsi Huang, 1958-1961, Utopian Movement, From the Great Leap Forward to the Great Famine, 1958-1961, Hong Kong, Xiangyang, Zhongwen, Da Sue, Dang Dai, Zhongguo, Wenhua, Yang Xiu, Zhongxin, 2008. Last but not least, Gao Wangling's work on peasant forms of resistance during the famine is a model of originality and insight, and it has been a major inspiration for this book. Gao Wangling, Renmin, Gongshi, Shizi, Zhongguo, Nongmin, Fang Xingui, Diacha. Acts of Peasant Resistance in China During the People's Communes, Beijing, Zhonggong, Dangxi, Chubanshi, 2006. In English, readers interested in elite politics will enjoy Roderick McFarker, The Origin of the Cultural Revolution, The Great Leap Forward, 1958-1960, New York, Columbia University Press, 1983. More recent is Alfred Chan, whose analysis of how Mao's vision was actually implemented in Guangdong remains unsurpassed. Alfred L. Chan, Mao's Crusade, Politics and Policy Implementation in China's Great Leap Forward, Oxford, Oxford University Press, 2001. There are some good village studies based on interviews, although of course they tend to rely on the words of those who survived, leaving the dead without a voice. A recent example is Ralph A. Thaxton, Catastrophe and Contention in Rural China, Mao's Great Leap Forward, Famine and the Origins of Righteous Resistance in Dafour Village, New York, Cambridge University Press, 2008. Jasper Becker's account of the famine remains very readable. Jasper Becker, Hungry Ghosts, Mao's Secret Famine, New York, Henry Holt, 1996. Other authors whose work has touched on the famine include David Backman, Bureaucracy, Economy and Leadership in China, The Institutional Origins of the Great Leap Forward, Cambridge, Cambridge University Press, 1991, Thomas P. Bernstein, Mao Zedong and the Famine of 1959-1960, A Study in Willfulness, China Quarterly, No. 186, June 2006, pp. 421-45, and Stalinism, Famine and Chinese Peasants, Grain Procurements During the Great Leap Forward, Theory and Society, Volume 13, May 1984, pp. 339-77, Edward Friedman, Paul G. Pickovitz, and Mark Selden, with K. Ann Johnson, Chinese Village, Socialist State, New Haven, Yale University Press, 1991. Jean-Luc Domenach, The Origins of the Great Leap Forward, The Case of One Chinese Province, Boulder, Westview Press, 1995. Penny Kane, Famine in China, 1959-61, Demographic and Social Implications, Basingstoke, Macmillan, 1988. Roderick McFarker, The Origins of the Cultural Revolution, Volume 3, The Coming of the Cataclysm, 1961-1966, New York, Columbia University Press, 1999. Frederick C. Tews and Warren Sun, China's Road to Disaster, Mao, Central Politicians and Provincial Leaders in the Unfolding of the Great Leap Forward, 1955-1959. Armonk, NY, M.E. Sharp, 1999. Dali L. Young, Calamity and Reform in China, State Rural Society and Institutional Change Since the Great Leap Famine, Stanford, Stanford University Press, 1996. Other helpful studies are listed in the select bibliography.
The end. You've been listening to Mao's Great Famine by Frank Dakota, narrated by David Balcombe. Want to find out more about Whole Story audiobooks? Visit us at www.wholestoryaudio.co.uk. Here you'll find hundreds of best-selling titles, together with sound clips, narrator profiles, author interviews, and much more. Alternatively, contact us using the details on the cover to receive updates on new releases. Whole Story Audiobooks. The whole story as the author intended.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.